It's time to check in with our art hounds, who have found some great upcoming arts events for you to attend this weekend and beyond. First up is March Hamrell. She has the suggestion to go see the Male A Cappella Barbershop Quartet in the final concert of the Westford Music Series.
The Green Mountain Chorus, with their extensive and diverse backgrounds, are known throughout northern and central Vermont for their exciting harmony, singing, and are beloved by many. This year, they have won the first place in the Mountain Division Chorus Concert. This will be an exciting day for all age groups.
That's Sunday, March 13th from 4 until 5 at the church on the Village Common in Westford. Next, Susan Abel of Hinesburg. She's a local music fan and suggests Possum Haw.
This band is an award-winning band that looks like a bluegrass band, and there's so much more. With folk, jazz, country, and swing gospel flavors added in, a lineup of talented musicians and singers is fronted by Colby Crean, an amazing singer and songwriter who has been named Vermont Songwriter of the Year and who's penned Vermont Song of the Year. Possum Haw travels to New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and New York this spring, so the great performance space at Spruce Peak will offer one of the few opportunities we locals get to hear this finely crafted music, delivered with skill, sincerity, and personality.
Possum Haw will be in concert Saturday, March 12th at 7:30 at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center in Stowe. And looking ahead toward April, here's dance instructor Marianne Handy Haribi. She teaches at St. Johnsbury Academy, and she suggests the Jessica Lang Dance Company.
Students and audiences will have the opportunity to observe these exquisite dancers and dances firsthand. For students and audiences, the experience of a live concert is unique and incomparable. It gives one the chance to observe nuances, moments, energies that cameras simply cannot convey. There is no equivalent or substitute for live concert dance.
The Jessica Lang Dance Company is on stage Saturday, April 2nd in Lindenville at 7:30. For more details about these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds. And while you're there, become an art hound too.